number 13113, Kings Creek Country Club Incorporated seeks variances from the front and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Kings Creek Circle within the Kings Creek Country Club. The 911 address is 98 Kings Creek Circle in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1158. The applicant is seeking a 24.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed operations building and a 2.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for the proposed operations building, a 17.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed ESD wash, and a 15.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed fueling station. We have 8 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 9 mail return.
Good evening, Chairman Williamson, members of the board. My name is Glenn Mandalas. I'm an attorney with Brockstead, Mandalas, and Federico. We have offices in Delaware and Maryland. Closest here, we have one on East Market Street at 413 East Market Street in Georgetown. With me this evening, I'm here on behalf of Kings Creek Incorporated. With me this evening is Mark Hashmeyer. He's the Kings Creek Golf Court Superintendent. And Roger Gross is here. He's a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants. It's been a long night. I'll try to get through this quickly. I know you guys have had a long day before you even got here. So thanks for being here and hearing this variance request. The club is seeking variances that will allow additional improvements to its maintenance area on Kings Creek Circle. The improvements include a new operations building, a wash rack, a fueling station, and some additional parking. One thing we are not requesting is any outdoor decks to double as dining rooms. Those are not going well tonight, so I'm not asking for that. The parcel is located at 98 Kings Creek Circle, and it's zoned AR1. And the setback requirements of that district create the need for the variances. Jessica, can we show the, I guess first some of the images, there's some aerial images and there's some photographs of it. I want to give you sort of a perspective, and you've probably all been there perhaps, but just to get a look at it. They're actually within the application, I think. They're within in the supplement that I filed. Yeah, it'll be down there a ways. Yeah, so this is an aerial view. There you go. Perfect. This is an aerial view of the maintenance yard itself right now. That gray building is the top of the existing structure. It's kind of interesting in that if you see that yellow square that's right there, that's actually an additional parcel, and that parcel is owned by Sussex County. The county has a pump station located there, so it's sort of a carve-out of the parcel that we're on. If you look sort of to the north of the page, and I don't know if I can draw here. So down in the Johnson Branch, that's all water, and there's significant wetlands, and then as you slope upwards, going like this, that is about a 7 to 9 foot drop off in that portion of the property. So by the time that you get up into wetland buffers, and the significant topography of the site, it's very difficult to find a buildable envelope on this site. And we'll see that a little bit more in one of the site plans. But the site is really constrained by all the wetlands around it, wetland buffers, topography that drops off on that side of the property. Okay, if you could scroll down, Jessica. Thank you. So that's just another picture. The yellow star there in the middle, can I erase this? The yellow star there is intended to represent the area where some of the new construction is gonna go. You can see again the water that kind of surrounds the site and the Johnson Branch. And if you'll scroll down, that's just a little bit closer. We can move down to the next one. This is the existing building that's on the property now. The yellow star, again, is where, kind of off to the south of the property, is where the new building would be located. If we go down one more, this is looking directly across the street from Kings Creek Circle. You can see it's pretty much open space there, so nobody, no neighbors to be offended by anything we're doing on the property. Next one shows looking down Kings Creek Circle to the north. There's one property to the north. You can see the driveway there. Most of these improvements are to the south of the site, so we won't be affecting that owner. That owner has submitted a letter of support, did request a few things, including some landscape buffering, which we've agreed to do, and someplace in the packet there's a landscape plan that we've included. If you look on one more, and this is just looking now south on Kings Creek Circle, and that's where there's a bridge at the end of the road that goes over the Johnson Branch, so there's nobody in that area to be affected by this. Thank you for that. So why do we need these variances? So in today's day and age, meticulous golf care maintenance is a real thing to stay competitive in the golf course marketplace. And these high standards have led to significant growth in the number of employees that we need to maintain the golf course. We've grown from about 5 to 6 employees in recent years to about 30 employees. That increase in staff, it's been necessitated by the needs to maintain the golf course, have created the need for this new operations building with offices and break rooms and locker rooms and for this new wash rack. So we're requesting 4 different area variances that would provide relief from Sussex County Code Section 115-25C. That's the section that sets up the setbacks. We're requesting here 3 front yard setback variances and 1 side yard setback variances. There is a exhibit that Mr. Gross prepared that shows enumerated the 4 variances. I think it's an exhibit dated August 12, 2025. Yeah, there. I think that was it actually. Yeah, that's it. So if you see the 4 numbers on here, those identify the 4 actual variances. The first variance is a 24.5 foot variance from the 30 foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed building. That would mean we'd be 5.6 feet off the right of way. Be 5.6 feet off the right-of-way if you were to grant that variance. We're also requesting a 2.7 foot variance from the 15 foot side yard setback requirement for the proposed operations building. That would put us 12.4 feet from the county's pump station. Remember, I identified that square here as the county's pump station, and the building would be 12.4 feet from the county's pump station. We did reach out to John Ashman, who's the Director of Utility Planning and Design Review for the Sussex County Engineering Department. He has submitted an email indicating the county does not object to the proposed location of the operations building, and that's also in your packet. The third variance is a 17.9 foot variance from the required 30 foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed wash rack. That would put us 12.2 feet from the right of way. And the wash rack is kind of interesting because given sort of the environmental sensitivity of this site being surrounded by wetlands and whatnot, the system they've decided to go with is a recycling system so that all the water is recycled, none of it drains out into the branch or anything like that. So that's the placement of the wash rack. Again, it would be a 17.9 foot variance from the 30 foot yard setback. And then finally, there's a request for a 15.4 foot variance from the 30 foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed fueling station. And that fueling station is right off the wash rack, right here. And the fuel station is not new to the site. There's an existing fuel station, but this would just be a relocation of it to accommodate the other improvements that we're seeking to make to the property. So as you know, the applicant has the burden of demonstrating that it satisfies the criteria for granting a variance, and that those criteria are found in Title IX of the Delaware Code and in Sussex County Code Section 115-221C. I've addressed each of the factors, the five factors, in my written materials, but I'll go through them just very briefly here so it's on the record, at least in spoken form as well. The first of those five criteria, I kind of boil it down to the uniqueness of the property. We already went through some of that. There's some serious topographical constraints. The other topographical wetlands buffers, the other thing about this property is it uniquely comes way in right here. So you have kind of a choke point in this area, making it really incredibly hard to satisfy setback requirements, and there's really no other location on the property where you could place these improvements that would do any better as far as a setback perspective goes. The next criteria is it cannot otherwise be developed, and this relates really back to the first criteria. The constraints of this property, its unique shape, kind of triangular with a choke point with the topography, makes it very, very difficult. So there is really no other way to develop it in a way that strictly complies with the code. The third criteria is that it's not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty here has not been created by the applicant. The need for the variance is created, again, by the unique physical circumstances of the property itself, including the significant wetlands, steep topography, and overall irregular shape of the parcel. And the decision to update and expand the maintenance area is really necessary response to the natural growth of the club itself and the need to maintain it in a way that's been required by today's standards. The next requirement is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Here we think the variance if authorized will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, we think it will enhance the character of the neighborhood, given that it is a golf course and there's a need for increased maintenance in the area. Here, in fact, the Kings Creek Homeowners Association has issued an approval letter, and that's in your packet. We also have the adjacent landowner to the north that I mentioned, who has also issued a letter of approval. And finally, as of about 6:30, I think, as Ms. Norwood said, there are 8 letters that have been submitted through the portal, and all of those are in support, and there's none in opposition. And then finally, the minimum variance. These variances are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and are the least modifications possible to accommodate the needs of the club at this point. So as I mentioned, the project is largely supported. We're unaware of any opposition, and I think we have some support here tonight that may want to speak in favor. So summing up, the need for these variances satisfies the criteria, the five criteria that we've been through, and given that there's no opposition to it, we do respectfully request that you grant these variances, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
In this business for a little bit, so I have questions. Each of these are going to be regulated in their own way as far as where the gas tanks, I mean, I know you need gas tanks, you need wash pads, these are all needs for a golf course. Are they all gonna be regulated individually by each?
Any agencies within the state that regulate these sorts of things, of course, we will seek the approvals and make sure that is tied up. They'll require us to do that before we get a building permit anyway. So yes, they'll all be regulated.
In the wash pad, will there be chemicals that will be, is that going to be used for chemical use, or is it going to be used for just the wash off machines? If you want to come
up, go ahead and address that. Thanks.
Before you answer, we'll swear you in. You state your name and address for the record, please.
Park Ashmeyer, 109 Gosling Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The ESD wash station will be strictly to wash the equipment. We have a separate site for our chemical use that's contained as well to regulations to avoid spillage as well, but the ESD site will be just for washing equipment. The great thing about it is it recycles everything, so equipment washing is a big contention for point pollution. So adding this, we're keeping everything contained. That's part of the reason to push it away from the wetland a little bit as well. So all chemical, fertilizer, those kind of operations are done on a separate location.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned the buffer. Is the buffer going to be between where that currently, where all that will currently, is proposed to sit and where Kings Creek Circle is? Or is it more towards the neighbor that you addressed in the
The landscape buffer is more toward the neighbor. In fact, there is a landscape plan in there, but it's all, there it is. So those circles represent all the new foliage that'll be installed.
Thank you. Further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, I just have a couple. Looking at the site plan here, it looks to me like the actual edge of paving at Kings Creek Circle is a good ways from the front property line. Am I reading that correct, Mr. Mandala?
That's correct. That's correct.
Do we know how far that gap is?
Any idea, Roger?
We'll get you sworn in too. So.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name's Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants out of Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And the question was, the Kings Creek Circle, the edge of paving in that does not appear to match the front property line, if I'm looking at the site plan correctly. Is that right?
You talking about the actual road of Kings Creek Circle?
Yeah.
It's not parallel with the right-of-way line?
Yeah, it doesn't go right up to it. Is that right?
It doesn't go right up to the property line, no.
Do we know how far that gap is?
And that would be between our site and the edge of the road?
Line. Yeah.
I'm going to guess maybe 20 feet in some locations. It varies along the frontage.
Okay. Because when I was looking at it, I guess one of the questions I have is that if you were to measure from the proposed structures to the edge of paving of those roads, is it, are we meeting, if that was the property line, would we have been meeting the front yard setback? Yeah.
And actually, I think the proposed operations building is at an area along the frontage where that distance is greatest as well. So it's probably, it's probably not quite 30. It's probably looks like it might be 20 or 25.
Is that a heavily traveled road or a lightly traveled road?
To my knowledge, it's a private street within the subdivision. That would be a question probably for Mr. Hashimar.
Okay, well, we can ask him that. And then I guess the other question would be, did you hear the statements made by Mr. Mandalas?
Yes.
Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And I guess a question to the other witness, Mr. Mandalas.
Sure.
Kings Creek Circle, is that a heavily traveled road or a lightly traveled road?
It's a lightly traveled road. It's a one-way out neighborhood, and that's about halfway around the neighborhood, so we're not getting a lot of traffic back at that.
And I presume these structures you don't believe will have any visual impact on people driving along that road?
No, I think it'll actually be better. The new structure is designed to look like a house to fit into the neighborhood, which will screen the old building a little bit. So I think we'll actually fit into the neighborhood better.
Well, I was thinking more from somebody driving along the road, or a pedestrian, or somebody riding a golf cart that's not blocking their
No, I mean, you're turning away, so you're in line of sight, you're probably looking more to the inside of the road anyway. I don't think it's going to obstruct. I mean, right now there's trees there anyway, so it's not going to obstruct more than the current trees do on the lot now.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Before you sit down, Mark, you heard the comments I made. Do you adopt those as your testimony as well?
Yep.
I have a question. Is there a reason why the wash rack and fueling station can't be pushed back to offset some of that front yard setback?
It's a parking area, right?
Yeah, so that building behind it is where all of our equipment comes out. So it pushing that back really pinches the egress to that building, which kind of be like a traffic jam. So I'd have a lot of guys with big equipment being pinched together. So we just pushed it out because the building was going to be out that far. Plus, the other thought was, let's keep the environmental stuff as far away from the wetland as possible. So in that thought, we thought it just made sense to leave it there.
Any other questions from the board? Sharp? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13113?
Five.
One hand at a time. There, I see five. Would any of you like to speak? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13113? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13113 for King Key Country Club. For the request for the variance is pending a final written review, decision based upon the record made during this public hearing, and for the following reasons. The property's unique physical conditions, because the property is close to wetlands in the proposed area with pinch points and what have you, have exceptional practical difficulties. Make use of this condition. Due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant due to the position of the grounds that they have to work with. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Leavenworth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13113 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.